Kome, also known as Dua of Prophet Khizr alayhi salam, taught by Imam Ali alayhi salam to his companion Kome. Recommended Thursday nights and on the eve of the 15th of Sha'ban. Kumail bin Ziyad reports, Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, indeed, this is the supplication of Prophet Khizr alayhi salam. Recite it every Thursday, if not once a month, or at least once a year, if not once in a lifetime. Verily, it is a protection from the evil of the enemies, forgiving of sins, and opening of sustenance. Kumail bin Ziyad reports that Imam Ali alayhi salam recited this dua in sajda on the eve of the 15th of Sha'ban. In the name of Allah, the Merciful, the Beneficent. O Allah, I ask you by your mercy, which encompasses all things, and by your might, by which you have defeated all things, and submit to it all things, and humble before it all things. And by your almightiness, by which you have conquered all things, and by your majesty, against which nothing can stand, and by your grandeur, which has filled all things, and by your authority, which is superior to all things, and by your existence that will endure after all things have perished, and by your names which have filled the source of all things, and by your knowledge which encompasses all things, and by the light of your existence which has illuminated everything. O light, O glory, O light, O glory, O foremost of the foremost, O last of the last. O Allah, forgive my sins that break the barriers. O Allah, forgive my sins that bring down calamity. O Allah, forgive my sins that would change favors. O Allah, forgive my sins that would hold the supplication. O Allah, forgive my sins that bring down misfortunes. O Allah, forgive my sins that break the hope. O Allah, forgive every sin that I have committed, and every mistake that I have committed. O Allah, I draw myself near to you by your remembrance, and I seek you to intercede on my behalf to you, and I ask you by your generosity to draw me near to you, and bestow on me to be grateful to you, and inspire me to remember you. O Allah, I ask you, asking meekly, wretchedly, and scared, to be lenient to me, and to have mercy on me, and to make me pleased and content with what you have allotted to me, and to be modest in all circumstances. O Allah, and I ask you the asking of one afflicted with extreme poverty, and who brings his needs to you in difficulties, and has high hopes in that which is with you. O Allah, great is your kingdom, and exalted is your rank. And your plan is discreet, and your order is evident. Your might is victorious, and your power is effective, and it is not possible to escape from your rule. O Allah, I do not find anyone forgiving to my sins, nor a cover to my wrongdoings, nor anyone to change my wrongdoings into virtues except you. There is no God but you. Glory and praise be to you. I have made my own soul to suffer. I was courageous due to my ignorance, relying on your past remembrance of me and your grace towards me. O Allah, my Master, how many of my wrongdoings have you hidden? How many of my grievous afflictions and distresses have you reduced? And from how many of errors you protected me? How many of detestable acts you have turned away? And how many of my undeserving praises you have spread? O Allah, my sufferings are great, and my evilness has surpassed its limits, and my deeds have diminished, and the chains my desires have held me, and my long hopes have caged me from reaching my gains, and the world has deceived me with its charms, and my own self has deceived me by its treachery. O my Master, I ask you by your honor not to let my sins and my misdeeds hinder my prayers from reaching you, and not to disgrace me by exposing that hidden of mine which you know. And do not hasten by punishing for that I committed in my secrets, from my misdeeds and my wrongdoings, and my continued wrongdoings and ignorance, and my excessive lustfulness and my negligence. O Allah, by your honor, be kind to me in all circumstances. And be kind towards me in all matters. My Allah, my nourisher, who do I have apart from you? I ask him to remove my distresses and to look into my affairs. My God, my Master, you ordered a ruling on me. Instead, I obeyed my own low desires, and I did not guard myself against the attractions of my enemy. He deceived me with vain hopes, and fate helped him in that respect. Therefore, I transgressed some of your limits, and I disobeyed some of your commands, You have therefore the argument against me in all those matters, and I have no argument in your judgment against me. In it is your test, and has made me liable to your judgment and your afflictions. And now I have come to you, my Allah, after my faults and my transgressions against my soul, apologetically, repentantly, ashamed and broken. Supplicating earnestly for forgiveness, returning, confessing to my guilt. I can find no escape from that which was done by me, in having no refuge to which I could turn in my affairs, except you accepting my excuse, and you making me enter in your capacious mercy. O Allah, accept my apology and have mercy on my intense sufferings, and free me from my heavy burden of my sins. O my Lord, have mercy on the weakness of my body. The delicacy of my skin and the brittleness of my bone. O you who originated my creation and my remembrance, and my upbringing and welfare and my nourishing, forgive me by your first favors and your continued good. O my God, my Master, my Lord, will you see me punished with your fire despite my belief in your unity, and despite the fact that my heart was inhabited with your awareness and my tongue has spoken out in your remembrance and my conscience has acknowledged your love? And despite my sincere confessions and my supplicating humbly to your divinity, nay, you are far too benevolent to destroy one whom you have nourished, or distance one whom you have brought him near you, or drive away one whom you have given shelter, or to abandon in affliction one you have maintained and to whom you have been merciful. I wish I had known, O my Master, my God and my Lord, will you inflict fire upon faces which have submissively bowed in sajda to your greatness, or upon the tongues which have sincerely confirmed your unity? And always expressed gratitude to you, or upon hearts which have faithfully acknowledged your divinity, or upon the souls which accumulated so much knowledge of you until they became submissive to you, or upon the limbs which strove to the places of your worship obediently, and seek your forgiveness submissively. There is no suspicion towards you, and we were not informed of your grace as such. O generous, O Lord, O generous, O Lord, you are aware of my weakness to bear even a minor affliction of this world and its consequences, and the afflictions on the dwellers of the earth. Although such afflictions and misfortunes are momentary, temporary and short-lived, how then can I bear the punishments of the hereafter? And there is no concession to those punished therein. And it is an affliction of prolonged period and perpetual duration, and which will never be eased for those who deserve, because those retributions will be the result of your wrath and your punishment, which neither the skies nor the earth can withstand and bear. My master, how can I, whence I am a weak, insignificant, humble, poor and destitute servant of yours? My master, how will it be for me? What will be of me? Who'd forgive me? What should I do, dear master? I am a weak and humble servant of yours. The very wretched, meek, disgraced. Before you, I am but nothing. My master, tonight you have forgiven many and will forgive many others. They will get a share of your mercy. Can you forgive me too, my master? Forgive us too and shelter us under your mercy. If you do forgive us, Imam Zamana alayhi salam will be pleased. And if you don't, then Shaitan will be pleased, my God. My master, don't you prefer the pleasure of Imam Zaman? Oh my God, my Lord, and my King, my Master, which of the matters shall I complain to you, and for which of them shall I bewail and weep? For the painful punishment and its intensity, or for the length of sufferings and their duration? Therefore, if you subject me to the penalties in company of your enemies, and gather me with those to whom your punishments are assigned, and separate me from your beloved and your friends. Therefore, supposing that my God, my Lord, and my Master, I will patiently bear your chastisement. But how can I cope being separated from you? I reckon, O my God, I may patiently endure the burning fire. But how can I be patient by not looking at your clemency? How can I dwell in the fire, whence my hopes are your forgiveness? By your honor, O my master and my lord, I truly swear, if you give me the freedom of speech, I shall amongst its inmates cry out, bewailing unto you, hopefully, and I will indeed cry to you, the cry of those awaiting trial. And I shall cry for you, the cry of those who are deprived. And I shall keep on calling you. Where are you, O friend of the believers? O the last hope of those who acknowledge you. O the helper of those seeking help. O the beloved of the hearts of the truthful, and O Lord of the universe, would you, my God, glory and all praise be to you, hear the voice of a Muslim imprisoned therein for his disobedience, and tastes the chastisement of hell because of his disobedience, and imprisoned in its pits for his evil doings and misdeeds, crying out to you the utterance of one who has faith in your mercy, and calling out to you in the language of those who believe in your unity, and seeking to approach you by means of your lordship. My master, then how could he remain in the chastisement, once he hopefully relies on your past forbearance? And how can the fire cause him suffering, once he hopes your grace and mercy? And how can its flames burn him, when you hear his voice and you see his position? And how can he withstand its roaring flames, when you know his frailty? And how can he be tossed about between its levels, when you know his sincerity? And how can the guards of hell threaten him, when he calls out to you, O Lord? And how would you abandon him therein, when he has faith in your grace to set him free? Alas, this is not the concept of you, nor has your grace such a reputation, nor does it resemble that which you have awarded by your kindness and generosity to those who believe in your unity. I definitely conclude that had you not ordained punishment for those who disbelieved in you, and had you not decreed your enemies to remain in hell, you would have made the hell cold and peaceful, and there would never have been an abode or place for anyone in it. But glorified be your names, you have sworn to fill the hell with the disbelievers, from amongst the jinn and mankind together, and to place forever your enemies therein. And you, exalted be your praises, you had said in the beginning, out of your generosity and kindness, is he then who is a believer like him who is a transgressor? They are not equal. My Lord, my Master, I therefore ask you by that power which you determine, and by the decree which you have finalized and ordained, whereby you had prevailed upon whom you have imposed it, to bestow upon me this night and this very hour. Every crime I have committed and every sin I have sinned and every indecency that I have kept secret and for all the ignorance done by me secretly or openly, in hiding or outwardly, and for every evil action that you have ordered the two noble scribes, whom you have appointed to record all my actions. And you made them to be witnesses over me, along with the limbs of my body. And whilst you observed me besides them, and a witness to those acts concealed from them, which you by your mercy have kept secret, and through your kindness you unexposed. And I pray to you to make my share plentiful in all the good that you bestow, or in the favors that you grant, and in the virtues that you spread. Or the sustenance that you expand, or the sins that you forgive, or the wrongs that you hide. O Lord, O my God, my Master, my King, O my Possessor, O you who holds my destiny, and who is aware of my suffering and poverty, O you who knows my destitution and starvation, O Lord, I ask you by yourself and your glory, and by your supremely high attributes, and by your names, to make my time fruitful day and night with your remembrance. And by engaging myself in serving you, and my deeds be acceptable to you, so that all my actions and recitals be transformed into one continuous and sustained effort, and my status eternal in your service. O my Master, O you upon whom I rely, O you to whom I express my distress, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord. Strengthen my limbs for your service. And strengthen my heart towards you. And bestow upon me the eagerness to fear you and continuous association in serving you, so that I may sacrifice myself to you in the fields of the foremost, and be swift towards you amongst those who hasten towards you, and urge eagerly to be near you with the eager, and draw myself towards you like the drawing near of the sincere, and to fear you the fear of the certain, and thus I may congregate by you with the faithful. O Allah, whosoever intended evil against me, let ill befall on him, and frustrate him who plots against me, and make me among the best of your servants in your presence, and the nearer than them in rank by you, and the more superior before you. For verily, that position cannot be attained except through your grace. And treat me with your benevolence, and regard me by your generosity, and protect me by your mercy, and make my tongue expressive through your remembrance, and my heart restless with your love, and favor me by your gracious response, and cause my evils to appear fewer, and forgive me my errors. For verily you have decreed for your servants your worship, and commanded them to supplicate to you, and have assured them of your response. So, my Lord, I look earnestly towards you. And towards you, my Lord, I have extended my hand. By your honor, respond to my supplication, and let me attain my wishes. And by your grace, do not break my hope, and protect me from the evil of my enemies, from among the jinn and mankind. O swift in being pleased,
Ya Sari al-Raza.
O swift in being pleased, forgive one who owns nothing but supplication. For indeed you do what you will. O you whose name is remedy and whose remembrance is cure.
Shafa يا من اسمه دباب وذكر شفاب خیلی التماس دعا گفتن و مریض دارم.
Many have requested for dua. Oh God, grant cure to all those who are ill. Oh God, cure all hidden and known diseases. Those ill and have requested for shifa, at this moment clothe them with the garment of cure. O you whose name is remedy and whose remembrance is cure and his obedience wealth, have mercy on one whose capital is hope.
سرمایش امید مولا جانم و سلام
and whose weapon is to weep. Have mercy on someone whose weapon is crying, tears and lamenting. To everyone a tear is given, to some to weep, which is a great favor. Lucky is one who possesses tears, crying and weeping. It's Thursday night, the night of ziyarat of Aba Abdullah alayhi salam. Our mediator tonight is Hussein alayhi salam. Our parents be sacrificed to him. May I be sacrificed. Imam Raza alayhi salam has said, whatsoever you wanted to cry for Hussein. The moment the corner of your eyes gets damp for whatever issues, tasks or problem, immediately focus and turn your attention towards Karbala and cry for Hussein. To sinners like me, God's vast mercy is Hussein alayhi salam. You want God to be pleased with you without delay. You want you soon. Cry for Hussein alayhi salam. A tear for Aba Abdullah washes away the dark files of our bad performance. It purifies it. It reduces the distance between us and our Imam-e Zaman. It seeks the pleasure of Allah. O you whose bounties are in abundance, and O remover of misfortunes, O light of the frightened in the dark, O all-knowing without being taught, send salutations on Muhammad and the progeny of Muhammad, and do unto me as it befits you and not what befits me. And salutations of Allah be upon His apostle and the blessed imams from His descendants, and His salam be upon them plentifully. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.